Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an 808 tail in Ableton Live 12 that hits with modern punch, but still has that rough, soulful, old-school energy that works so well in jungle and drum and bass. And just to be clear, we're not making a generic sub. We're designing a bass note that can live under fast breaks, answer the snare, and still feel musical when the drop gets busy. Think deep low end, a solid transient, a controlled tail, and a little instability in the character so it doesn't sound too perfect. The big mindset shift here is this: think in layers. In DNB, a great 808 tail usually works better as a foundation layer plus a personality layer instead of one single sound trying to do everything. The foundation gives you the weight. The personality gives you the grime, motion, and vintage feel. Let's start at the source. You can use a sampled 808 tail or synthesize one from scratch. If you want that faster jungle-friendly workflow, a sampled 808 is often the easiest win, because the envelope behavior is already there. You want a sample with a clear transient, a decent tail, and not too much distortion already baked in. If you're building it with a synth, use something simple like operator, wave eatable, or analog, and start from a sine or triangle style waveform. Keep it mono. Keep it simple. We are building a bass instrument, not a full stereo effect. Now set up the MIDI note behavior. This matters more than people think. Very short notes give you a punchy hit. Medium notes let the tail bloom naturally. Longer notes are useful when you want glide or a more open breakdown vibe. For jungle and old school DNB, avoid just spamming constant fast notes unless that's specifically the groove you want. Let the bass phrase respond to the drums. Call and response always feels more intentional than endless repetition. If you're using simpler, put it in classic or one-shot mode. A good starting envelope is 0 to 2 milliseconds attack, around 120 to 250 milliseconds decay, low sustain, and a short release. If the front edge feels too clicky, don't just turn everything down blindly. Move the sample start a little, soften the amp envelope, or use EQ to tame the upper click zone if needed. You want a hit that feels honest and sampled, not over-polished. If you're using a synth, keep the amp envelope snappy, with fast attack and a controlled decay. A slightly longer decay than you expect often gives you more character in the tail. That's where the soul lives. Now let's add modern punch. This is where saturation or drum bus comes in. A clean 808 can sound too polite in a DNB mix, especially next to hard breaks. Saturator is a great first stop. Push the drive a little, turn on soft clip, and compensate the output so you're not just fooling yourself with loudness. A modest drive range is often enough. You're after harmonics that help the bass read on smaller speakers without destroying the sub. Drum bus can also be excellent here. Keep it controlled. A little drive, a little crunch, maybe a touch of transient enhancement, but be careful with boom. Boom can be great, but in DNB it can quickly turn into a low-end fog machine if you overdo it. Use it like seasoning. Now for the vintage soul part. This is where the tail starts to feel less like a modern trap 808 and more like something that belongs in a jungle session or an old sampler. Subtle movement is the key. Chorus ensemble can work beautifully if you keep the low end protected and only let the upper harmonics move a little. Very low amount, slow rate, small width, gentle wet slash dry. We are not trying to make the bass wide down low. We're adding motion to the character layer. Redux can also bring in that sampler grit. Just a little bit is usually enough. A touch of bit reduction or downsampling can create that worn, crusty edge without wrecking the fundamental. If it starts to damage the sub, don't force it. Split the sound instead and process the dirty layer separately. And that brings us to one of the most useful advanced moves in the whole lesson. Split the bass into a clean sub-chain and a character chain. On the sub-chain, keep it simple. Use EQ to isolate the low end and utility to keep it mono. You want the foundation to stay solid, centered, and clean. On the character chain, high pass around 100 to 150 Hz, then feel free to go harder with saturation, drum bus, redux, or subtle chorus. This gives you the best of both worlds. Clean weight down low, personality up top. That split is especially important in DNB because the kick is fast, the break is busy, and stereo low end can get messy very quickly. Next, let's talk about compression. You want control, not flattening. Glue compressor works well on the character layer or the bass bus. Keep the attack a little slower so the transient still speaks, use a moderate release, and just catch a couple dB of gain reduction. That keeps the tail tight without killing the initial hit. Then use sidechain compression from the kick. This is crucial in rolling DNB. The bass needs to duck enough for the kick to punch through, but not so much that it sounds like obvious pumping unless that's the effect you want. Fast attack, release time to the groove, and then listen in context with the break. In jungle, that sidechain movement can feel almost rhythmic if you treat it musically. Now we shape the tail with automation. This is where the bass stops being static and starts feeling alive. Automate filter cutoff, drive, saturation wet slash dry, tone, and even pitch. A tiny pitch sag at the end of the note, even just 20 to 50 cents downward, can give you that worn, old-school feeling. You can also darken repeated notes slightly, then open the filter on the first hit of a phrase to make the bass feel like it's breathing with the arrangement. That kind of subtle variation makes a massive difference. And don't forget the groove. The NB bass does not live alone. It lives against the drums. Sometimes the best move is landing the bass just after the kick for a laid-back feel. Sometimes the bass answers the snare. Sometimes the best decision is simply to leave space and let the break speak. A tail that sits neatly in the negative space between break accents often feels much bigger than a bass that fights every drum hit. When the mix starts to come together, do the cleanup, use EQ8 to remove sub rumble below 20 to 30 Hz, trim any muddy low mids around 200 to 400 Hz if the tail gets cloudy, and tame harsh upper mids if the saturation starts getting nasty. Keep the sub mono with utility. Use spectrum to check where the fundamental sits and make sure the harmonic content is supporting the note instead of fighting it. For deeper notes, the fundamental often lives around 40 to 60 Hz, but always trust the musical context first. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, over-distorting the sub. That's the fastest way to lose real low-end power. Second, making the tail too long. Indeed, NB, a tail that sounds huge in solo can blur the whole track once the drums enter. Third, widening the low end. That usually causes phase problems and weak club translation. Fourth, letting saturation build up too much in the low mids. That's where the mud monster lives. And fifth, ignoring the kick and bass relationship. If the kick and 808 tail are not arranged with care, the groove loses impact fast. If you want extra weight, try parallel distortion. Keep one clean sub layer and one dirtier character layer, then blend the grit quietly underneath. That gives you aggression without sacrificing stability. You can also layer a tiny click or knock on top of the bass if you need it to read better on smaller speakers. Keep it short and subtle. Another powerful workflow in Ableton is resampling. Once you find a version that feels right, print it to audio. Chop the best hits, edit the tails, maybe even reprocess the result. That audio-first approach is very much in the spirit of jungle and old-school drum and bass. It gives you control and character at the same time. Here's a practical mini-exercise. Build a 4-bar phrase at around 170 to 174 BPM using 1-800-8 source. Make 3 versions, a clean sub version, a saturated punch version, and a dirtier vintage version. Program a pattern that leaves space for the kick and snare, includes at least one longer tail note, and uses at least one glide or slide. Then automate filter opening, a slight saturation increase, a tiny pitch sag on the last note, and a little more sidechain in the final bar. Bounce it to audio and compare which version cuts through best, which one has the most soul, and which one feels most club-ready. If you want to go even further, make 3 full bass versions from the same source, one club-tight, one jungle-worn, and one drop-weapon. Then combine the best elements into a hybrid. Clean sub from one version, character from another, and impact from the third. That's a very real advanced workflow for building usable DNB bass. So the core idea is simple, even if the process is detailed. Keep the low end disciplined, but let the tail breathe with personality. That balance is what gives an 808 tail both modern punch and vintage soul. That's the sound. Tight, heavy, worn in, alive, perfect for jungle, perfect for old school DNB. And definitely ready to shake a room.